Yankees beat the Angels 2-1 in the Bronx. There's also working to activate first baseman Greg Bird off the disabled list in NBA playoffs. Cavaliers and the Celtics heading to Game 7. Cleveland beating Boston last night, 109-99.
Here's your WOR Weather Channel forecast. Clouds will increase into this afternoon and a shower thunderstorm may pop up with a high closing in on 90 degrees. Rain will increase ahead of a cold front tonight with a low of 64 and a damp and cooler Sunday with showers and thunderstorms tomorrow at a high of 67. Mostly cloudy through Memorial Day with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr.
81 degrees and warm and sunny at 10:03. Next update at 11 o'clock. Breaking news at once. Wake up with Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning, 6 to 10 on Monday morning. I'm Terry McCready on 710 WOR, an NBC News radio station.
Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelinski. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelinski Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Call into the show at 800-321-0710. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelinski.
Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, your financial quarterback. And you can call us live right now with any financial question, tax question, planning question, estate planning. Now is the time. Give us a call, 800-321-0710. We are live. And we're with you. Any question you have, no question is a dumb one, except the one that you do not ask. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH, if you want the free book, and also schedule your no-obligation two-for-one special with Tom Wheelwright, CPA, author of the Rich Dad Advisor's Tax-Free Wealth Book. You get three gifts when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review. One, you get Tax-Free Wealth by Tom Wheelwright, CPA of Rich Dad Advisors. Two, you get a consultation with our financial quarterback team. We are in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island, Pennsylvania, and now the North Dallas and the Dallas Metroplex. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. We're sweeping the nation, Philly, Delaware, wherever you are, within the sound of my voice, now nationwide with the World Wide Web. You could go Zoom. You know, who calls it the World Wide Web anymore? Remember that? Everybody used to say the World Wide Web. Now nobody even says that, except me. It's like, don't touch that dial. I like the dial. I know we don't have dials anymore. So what say you, my friends? Call us. Are you behind the eight ball with tax planning? Don't be behind the eight ball. Be proactive, not reactive. Give us a call now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674 for the no obligation book. I mean, this is a great deal. Three for one. Three for none, really. You're not paying anything. And you're going to get a consult with Wealthability, Tax-Free Wealth Authors team, Tom Wheelwright, CPA, Josh Jelinski, the Financial Quarterbacks team, and you get a free book. I mean, what more can you ask for? I mean, that's all I'm giving away this week. 888-988-JOSH. That's actually one of the best giveaways we have, because sometimes these guests who talk on taxes only deal with the elite, and they don't want to deal with anyone less than $100 million. Well, he didn't give any of that. We didn't give any of that criterion. So call us now, 800-321-0710, if you have a question for me. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH. We're helping a lot of people with the new Trump tax code. And I'll give you a for instance. Spoke with some people yesterday who, you know, successful small business owner making between $500,000 and $600,000. And this particular gentleman wanted an analysis of what could be the tax savings if he or she was to do a retirement plan. So you might say, well, I've heard about retirement plans for years, Josh. Like, duh, everybody knows about retirement plans. Well, not everybody, because many people who make such a high income, they don't realize they could do a Roth 401k as part of their business, number one. And then you could also do what's called the cash balance plan. And, you know, let's say you're in your 30s. You could get $100,000 write-off. People in their 60s and 70s could get a write-off of up to $300,000. And, I mean, I don't know why people aren't doing this. Now, you might say, well, why? You always say, well, 401ks and IRAs are a tax albatross around people's necks. Yes, but if the government's going to give you a tax break now, take it. So do tax-free and tax-deferred. Tax diversify, right? I mean, if they're going to give you a dollar today and they're going to allow you to compound that for 20, 30, 40 years till you're 70 and a half, by all means, take it, right? So we did an analysis, and I'll share the results of the analysis. And the analysis was rather simple. We did a nice little spreadsheet for this company. Fantastic. And we looked at the retirement plan options. So I'll give you some for instances. So for instance, let's say you make $100,000 a year. You can defer $18,500 in a 401k, $6,000 in a profit sharing, $40,000 in a cash balance. So if you have $100,000 of income and you own a company, you could, if you do this, only pay tax on about $35,500 on $100,000 of income. That's phenomenal. If you have $150,000 with a 401k deferral of $18,500, $9,000 profit sharing, $59,000 cash balance, you can get an $86,000 write-off. I mean, that's huge. $225,000 of income, you could write off as much as $117,000. Now, these analysis are with somebody in their 30s. I mean, if you go up and you're in your 60s, you could write off a lot more than this, because some of these are age-based. $275,000, you could write off $18,500 401k, $16,500 profit sharing, $85,000 cash balance for a total write-off of $120,000. I mean, this is stinking incredible. Now, you might say, well, this has been around, like our guest said, this has been around forever. Well, it's been around for a while, so this is not some new thing. I mean, the government's upheld this. But what is new is if you make, so this person who makes $100,000 owning their own business, they're going to get a $64,000 write-off, and then they're going to get another 20%, what's called QBI deduction. So you have somebody making $100,000, if they can live on, you know, $3,000 a month, right? I mean, that's the key. If you make $100,000 and you can write off $64,500, that's $35,500. You take 20% off of that. That's another $7,100 write-off. They're only paying tax on $28,000. That's massive. I mean, this is just phenomenal. So let's take the person making $275,000 again. $275,000. And let's say they do $120,000 in their cash balance, profit sharing, and 401k. That means they're only paying tax on $155,000. But, oh, wait, then there's the qualified business income deduction of $31,000. They're only paying tax on $120,000 of income, but you make $275,000. Now, this is where you got to have budgetary controls. Can you live on $10,000 a month? Well, you should be able to if you make $275,000. I mean, this plan may only be around for like 2 years, right? If the Republicans lose the House this year, you probably got 2 years before they change things, maybe 6 years. Hopefully we got 6 years of this tax plan. I mean, it sunsets in 2025, I think. So you got a window of opportunity, but set these things up now. So think about this. If you socked away 120 grand for 7 years, even if you don't earn any interest, you can sock away for your family $840,000. Now, all these things are hypothetical. They may or may not apply for you. The analysis has been prepared solely to assist in deciding on retirement plan design and may not be used to determine the actual plan benefits, costs, or contributions for any plan year. The information presented herein may be based on estimate or incomplete data and may not reflect all limitations or compliance tests that are required for tax qualification and ERISA purposes. An accurate determination of plan costs and benefits can be provided after all data has been compiled and all plan provisions have been finalized. If you want to do this analysis, call us 888-988-JOSH. So I believe the Trump tax plan will be a boom for 401ks and retirement plans. Now, let's say you have so much in a 401k retirement plan. So you got to do planning to defer. Then you got to do planning to extract. So you're planning to defer to amass as much as you can so that you have a safety net, regardless of taxes. But then once you hit a certain level, I would say 2 million or more, or a million or more, the name of the game becomes, how do I extract money out of my 401k? How do I pass on my money tax-free to my heirs? So that's a second realm of tax planning. So what say you? Give us a call. We're taking your calls all hour at 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. If you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds, whatever question you have, no question is a dumb one except the one that you do not ask. So call us, 800-321-0710. Can you believe it? Summer's already here. It was such a long winter. It's so nice to feel the heat and the warmth. I guess this isn't really summer yet, but you know what I mean. So the summer season is upon us. Folks, call me now, 800-321-0710 if you have a financial question for me. And if you want the special 3-for-none special, 3 gifts, no cost, tax-free wealth discussion, you get the Tax-Free Wealth book by Tom Wheelwright. You get the consultation by the Financial Quarterback team. And you get, what else do you get? Tax-Free Wealth, you get Tom Wheelwright, and you get, the discussion with the Financial Quarterback team and the Wealth Ability team by Tom Wheelwright. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH. Follow me on Facebook. Go to fb.com/thefinancialquarterback. Become a friend on Facebook. If you are a part of Facebook, become a friend. If you are on Twitter, if you are a twit, go to @yourfinancialqb. @yourfinancialqb. We have a lot of followers on Facebook, and we're growing, and we need more. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary 1-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bums a dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all.
This is Josh Jelinski, and we have a realtor from Brooklyn on. Go ahead, Robert. Robert, the realtor.
Yes.
Go ahead.
The 1031 exchanges that you mentioned before, I've been involved in several over the 18 years that I've been a realtor. And you mentioned that there have been some changes with the involvement of that. Could you perhaps be a little bit more specific in terms of what those changes might be?
Well, it's not so much the changes as the powerful benefit of the cost segregation analysis, where you could take a new purchase price and deduct up to 30% of the benefit. And then in particularly the urban opportunity zones, which may or may not be urban necessarily, they're designated by the state. So, for example, if you flip a property, put a 1031 into an urban enterprise zone or opportunity zone that is designated usually by your state, you can extract the basis and put the growth. So let's say you had $500,000 of basis in your current property. You sell that property for $1 million. The $500,000 of growth you can put into the urban opportunity zone, and you can extract the $500,000 of basis. That's a powerful incentive of the new code. And then one of the offers that we're giving away today is Tom Wheelwright, who was our special guest. For those of you who missed the Tom Wheelwright show, you can go to iHeartRadio, the iHeart app. Look for My Ugly Mug, the financial quarterback, Josh Jelinski. And you can subscribe, and then that should be up, I guess, Monday or Tuesday. Okay? So you can hear more if you missed the interview with Tom Wheelwright, which you will want to be... You'll want to get that full interview, replay it, because it was chock full of goodness. And then you'll want to call us at 888-988-JOSH, because if you schedule and keep your appointment with our financial team, Tom was so generous of offering a free consult with his tax team. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. We'd love to meet with you. Next caller, 800-321-0710, folks, 800-321-0710. We interrupt this program to issue some negative news from Jared Dillian. He writes for the 10th Man, when rates go up, stuff blows up. When rates go up sharply, he writes, stuff blows up because lots of people are negatively exposed to higher interest rates. Household, corporations, governments are all negatively exposed to higher rates in different degrees. Back in 1994, we found that it was Mexico, Procter & Gamble, and Orange County all suffered because of higher interest rates. Where does the risk live today? We will soon find out. There's a playbook for when interest rates go up. Rising interest rates do not necessarily cause a recession per se, but they are usually found at the scene of the crime. There was no recession in 1994, but the financial world shivered. Today, we have rising rates and a more hawkish Fed, which has shown no signs of letting up. As usual, emerging markets are puking their guts out. I was in Argentina last week, he writes, and saw the carnage firsthand. The Argentine peso declined 20% in a week. Meanwhile, Turkish President Erdogan is calling himself an enemy of interest rates. He's an FX trader's dream. The Turkish lira to the U.S. dollar has gone up. Of course, there are idiosyncratic things going on in Argentina and Turkey, but all emerging market currencies and stock markets have been getting hit hard. Emerging markets have been a consensus pick, so it is making some people look a bit foolish. Emerging markets are down considerably, by the way, over 10-plus percent from the peak in January. When interest rates rise in the U.S., it makes U.S. securities more attractive relative to emerging markets, and capital flows reverse, which is exactly what is happening today. Emerging markets happen to be the most leveraged player when it comes to U.S. rates. And we'll talk about some more obvious examples of what could go wrong if interest rates continue to go up. But as always, we like to hear from you. Gordon, go ahead. George, you're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Go ahead.
Thank you. I was pulling on the side of the road, so I'm safe now.
Go ahead, George.
The question I have is, how much time does one have? If I pay capital gains of $80,000 last year, and I think I paid too much. If I have a review and it's discovered that I paid too much, is there a time limit to go back to the IRS and say, look, it looks like we overpaid? Or
yeah,
you don't have it. Is there a time limit?
You can amend your individual tax return. Yeah, for sure. So there are certain rules for filing an amended tax return, and if, you can get your money back, right? There's a lot of strategies that may be employed for you. Now, amended returns are not mandatory, and they may or may not increase your liability or decrease your liability. You must amend each return separately. And, yeah, you can certainly amend your tax return as long as you follow the rules. Normally, the IRS will audit a return. You know, they have 3 years to audit a tax return. You might assume that filing an amended tax return would restart that 3-year statute of limitations. Surprisingly, it doesn't. So, now, sometimes there's taxes and penalties if your amended return shows that you owe more tax than you thought. But certainly, you can amend your returns. Okay, any other questions?
You recommend a tax attorney, or who should I go to review? I don't want to go back to my accountants because there's doubt that it was done properly. Mm. So which third party would you recommend to do a review?
Well, you need to have a tax team, right? So you need to have three components. An attorney, obviously. If it goes that deep, I mean, it depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about a $2,000 or $3,000 dispute, it's not worth hiring a tax attorney for the fees. It's worth hiring a good CPA team. We have ones we could refer, or tax advisors. Sometimes you don't need a CPA. Sometimes you can have an enrolled agent. And sometimes I've seen tax preparers who are do an able job as well. So you need a good tax advisor. The folks at Tax Free Wealth from Rich Dad Advisors are offering a no-obligation review when you schedule your tax team review with us at 888-988-JOSH. You get the 2-for-1 special, you get the financial advisory review, and you get the tax review. So I'd call that first before you incur the cost of a tax advisor, or a tax attorney, I mean, you know. So, but definitely if it goes to where you have a problem and the CPA isn't getting you the money, then you would enlist a tax attorney if you really have a claim here, you know. I mean, that's really if you overpaid. Does that make sense?
A lot of sense. Big help. I will call the 988-JOSH and get the review going.
Wonderful. Call us at 888-988-JOSH. We'd love to meet with you. We're going to go to the phone lines now at 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. Who do we got next? 800-321-0710. If you have a financial question for us. Now, what goes up? What blows up when rates go up? According to Jared Dillian, the housing market. Everyone knows that when rates go up, it makes it more expensive to buy a house. The first thing people say to me is that the U.S. housing market will crash. Well, no, at least not everywhere. Most places you go in the country, housing prices are quite affordable. But there are bubbles in markets. All of California is pretty much in a bubble. Seattle, Boulder, Austin have been blazing hot housing markets. They also have pretty compelling fundamentals. Certain parts of Texas, where we now host a show on KRLD every weekend. Housing market's very hot in Texas, also Florida. California is a special case. There is a huge amount of housing debt in California, more than you realize, and you can no longer deduct state taxes. If interest rates go up a bit more and the demographics turn unfavorable, housing in California could reprice 20%. Higher interest rates simply hinder economic activity. If the marginal house is too expensive to buy, then you won't be buying that paint, carpet, furniture. Not everybody realizes that the housing market drives a lot of economic activity. Why do you think Canada is still afloat after just about every other sector of their economy has collapsed? We won't get a housing crash in the U.S., but a slowdown could take a full percentage point off of GDP. Mortgage rates have risen 4.61% nationwide to 4.61. My mortgage is 3.75. Look at me. I'm warm as toast. So I'm very happy that I have a 3.75 30-year fixed mortgage. I told everybody to lock in then at 30-year fixed. I don't know why people do a 15-year mortgage, by the way. I think that is a financial tip. Do not do a 15-year mortgage, even if you can afford it. You take a 30 and you pay the same price as you would in a 15-year. You'll probably pay it off in about 13 years, but you have flexibility in case you lose your job. If you lose your job and you have a 15-year mortgage and you can't pay it, that's a real problem. On a $250,000 mortgage, your annual payments go up almost $2,000 a year for a 1% increase in mortgage rates. Loan officers are not going to make those numbers work for a certain class of borrowers. Of course, in the past, loan officers have been pretty creative about making the numbers work, but Dodd-Frank was supposed to put an end to that. Where the risk lives. If we really do have a sustained bear market in bonds, which I'm doubtful of, I think the risk is very first order. The people who will suffer when bonds go down are bond holders. U.S. households hold trillions of wealth in bonds and bond funds, treasuries, corporate debt, and municipals. For the past 30 years, it's been easy to forget about duration. Interest rates have only gone down. Now people are starting to figure out that corporate bonds have duration too. If you look at LQD, which is a corporate bond fund, bond ETF, it's being hit because of higher interest rates, lost nearly $7 a share in a couple months. So bonds have gone down as well as certain stocks. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front. But did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee tax fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
This is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Call us at 888-988-JOSH for the tax-advantaged wealth conversation. You get a three-for-none special, three for the price of zero. You get a consultation with the financial quarterback team. You get a consultation with WealthAbility CEO team Tom Wheelwright. Rich Dad series of books has sold over 2 million copies worldwide as the how-to content. And it's a tax advantage book by Tom Wheelwright, who was an excellent guest. So go ahead, Robert. And the third thing is you get a book. So you get a book and two meetings for the price of zero. Go ahead, Robert.
How you doing, Josh? I have a 401k, and what is the – I know it's 59 and a half I have to start withdrawing. What is the mandatory – or is there a mandatory amount you have to withdraw every year?
You don't have to withdraw mandatory on your 401k until you are 70 and a half. Then it is approximately about 3.8% of the account balance at 70 and a half.
I stop working. What happens to my 401k? Because I'm going to be retiring before that. Mm. What, and I'm not going to be able to contribute into it. What happens to that? Do I roll it over into something else, or I'm not sure about that?
Well, you could roll over to an IRA. You could keep it to a 401k. You could pull the money out and pay taxes on it, which you probably don't want to do. So there are many options. You want to consider fees, risks, expenses, also your investment strategy. Maybe you're conservative and you want to have your IRA own investments that are more conservative. Maybe you want to own real estate. Maybe you want to turn low-cost ETFs. Maybe you want to own dividend-paying stock. You know, so there are many considerations on whether a rollover is right for you. I particularly like rolling over a 401k into an IRA so you can have an array of choices. And we've recently partnered with Fidelity to be a custodian to our clients. We also use E-Trade's Trust Company of America platform, Interactive Brokers, and TD Ameritrade, so you can pick between many reputable third-party custodians, but also have independent, cutting-edge financial help. So feel free to call my office when we're done at 888-988-JOSH. We have a very dedicated staff standing by now to schedule your no-obligation review at 888-988-JOSH. Any other questions on that?
I got the number. Okay, I'm going to check. I'm going to call you guys. If I kept it a 401k and I retire, am I still able to make maneuver like funds around or
not how as much? You only see. I don't know why the only reason you would leave it as a 401k is if you were worth over $1.25 million. And you had the threat of a lawsuit or the fees were so low on your 401k. But you may not be getting any service. You know, I met with somebody yesterday who made a quip. Oh, well, my funds in the TSP or 401k are so cheap. Well, you can buy cheap funds with an advisor, too, and get help. So you can buy very low cost expense ratio stuff. Now, you might be paying a fiduciary fee so that you get time and counsel from a reputable financial advisor, but I think it's worth it. As you've heard, you know, many, many ideas we give clients on a relatively frequent basis to minimize tax potentially. The other thing you might want to look at is, how old are you?
I'm going to retire in probably another 2 years when I'm 58.
So if you're 58, you know, you could have 12 more years of tax-deferred compounding where you don't have to pay any tax on that IRA until you're 70 and a half. But you might also want to look at what's called a tax rollout, which is you take your IRA money and you Roth it every year for the next 12 years so that at 70 and a half, you don't have to take that forced mandatory distribution. Because in fact, my friend, you have a gift. The Trump tax code is a 7-year gift of potentially lower tax rates where you could take money out of a 401k, pay the tax now at the lower rates of the Trump tax code, and then move it into a tax-free plan like a Roth or municipal bond strategy or, you know, tax advantage insurance contract. Now, you may, you know, have to pay tax on the way in, but it could be at a lower rate. And then when you pull it out, when you're 70 and a half, it'll be tax-free now because it's in a Roth, not in an IRA setting. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep, that makes a lot of sense. All right, Josh, thank you for your help. I'll give you guys a call. Thanks.
So there's a lot of help here, and we'd love to help you, Robert. 888-988 Josh. We have offices in Texas now, Long Island, New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, all over New Jersey and Pennsylvania, Delaware, Connecticut, wherever you are. Webinars. Next up, we have John, who wants to know the pros and cons of variable annuities. Go ahead, John.
Yes, Josh. Thanks for taking my call and very enlightened program. And I got involved with the variable annuity. I'm self-employed. I have no pension. So my financial advisor had gotten me involved in that. And since I've owned it now for about 3 years, and I've been hearing so much negative stuff on it, I'm just questioning if I did do the right thing. But I know it's going to be a guaranteed live stream income. And that was my main goal, to do this.
Well, here's the thing. You got to realize when these clowns go on the TV, right? And they say, I'd rather die and go to hell than buy an annuity. And various other things that are, in my opinion, is if I say that, I would lose my license. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
You cannot induce people generally due to fear, okay? It's a scare tactic. It's a marketing ploy from some of those brilliant marketers in the world. And I don't care, you know, whether you're the top advisor in the country or not, you should not do stuff like that. Does that make sense?
Sure.
It's irresponsible to the profession. Any financial product may or may not be right for you, okay? So an annuity may be right for you. It may not be right, okay? And these people may make valid points. But the whole point of that is to get you so scared that you call in for the free report, right? And I've found these reports. I've read these reports. And frankly, a lot of them spew mistruths. And I'd be willing to debate anyway. In fact, we one time challenged, good old Dave Ramsey to a debate. He never even took the challenge, right? I thought it'd be good for everybody. So a lot of these people, and it wasn't Dave who badmouths annuities. Maybe he does. I don't know. He was badmouthing something else. And, you know, I could badmouth stocks, right? The market will plummet and you'll lose 30 or 40% in an 08 crash if we go through one. You know, but what is the whole story? Well, stocks usually have a greater opportunity for appreciation. You know, the point is there is a pro and a con to any investment. We will get into the pros and cons of variable annuities. But number one, folks, don't let fear drive the train. Whenever you're looking into an investment product, a financial product, I mean, there are good and bad about annuities, okay? There are good and bad about stocks. There's good and bad about life insurance products. There's good and bad about literally any product. But good financial marketing usually appeals to greed or fear, right? And that's what you don't want to do. So you don't want to get out of the variable annuity because some guy on the TV told you it was a bad idea. You know why they're probably promoting that? And if you do the expose, particularly on people who are most vigorously against annuities, you'll find that this is what I found. This was interesting. One of the most virulent opponents of annuities owned a large portion of stock in an annuity company. So as a good marketer, he's saying a lot of people are nearing retirement. They want lifetime streams of income. And how do you get them? Well, Google is not the card catalog, my friends. So what do? You Google annuities, and all of a sudden you see these ads against annuities. Well, people are paying Google to go on the search engines. And God bless them. I mean, I like that America's a free country. So if you have an opinion and you want to be vocal about it, great. And I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is painting with such broad brushstrokes when we are supposed to be a profession and not a bunch of fear-mongers. So what are the goods and bad about annuities? We'll talk about that later with John. John, if you can you stay on, John?
Sure, yeah.
So step number one, don't let fear or good marketing drive the train, right? That was good marketing. For you to call me and say, oh, I'm scared now. I bought an annuity. I put hundreds of thousands of dollars into an annuity. And I wonder if I did the wrong thing because some guy on the TV told me I was an idiot. Well, number one, should not be your criterion to make a decision. I will tell you what should be the criterion when we return. This is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Don't touch that dial.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me.
Talking annuities. Tip number one, don't let fear drive the train. Tip number two, avoid marketing that demonizes annuities. And I've subscribed to some of these annuity reports, you know, the 10 points, you know, every annuity should know, and, you know, every annuity people should know, you know, whatever. And I've looked at them and I found that they're not speaking truthfully. So they're comparing them to treasuries earning like 7%. You can't buy treasuries earning 3% now. You know, you can earn 3 or 4 now, but they're comparing annuities to treasuries when treasury yields were higher. They're taking a 40 or 50% average. So now when you're buying an annuity, I don't know whether a variable is right for you. You have to determine, well, what is the type that's right for you? Variable, fixed, indexed, or immediate. So you want to look at the type. Number two, then you want to look at the fees that you're paying. And number three, what are the fees getting you? If you're looking for guaranteed income for life, you maybe should not go into a variable. You could look at a fixed income with a income guarantee rider. You could look at a SPIA or a DIA with the rider. A variable really should be if you want money in a mutual fund with a death benefit or income benefit attached, but realize that generally their income benefits are inferior because the insurance company has to hedge the fact that you're in the market. That's why they charge the higher fees on a variable. You want to also consider the surrender charge schedule, and you want to see, can you beat it with another annuity? You know, so if you want to look at your annuity, an annuity may be, you may be in the right church, the wrong pew, or the right shul or synagogue, the wrong seat. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. We can review the annuity to make sure it's right for you. I'm generally not, it depends on the circumstance, not as big of a fan on variables because of the fees, but it depends on your objective, you know. And I would not let, you know, scare tactics into you. I would call us for a review at 888-988-JOSH. You or any of our listeners who have an annuity, someone trying to schedule, you know, someone trying to put an annuity on you, get a second opinion before you do that at 888-988-JOSH. Any other questions on that, John?
I'm good. Thank you for your help.
Great question. And I would not cancel an annuity until you get the review because, you know, you could incur surrender charges and et cetera, which you may not want to do. Okay, next up we have Dave.
How you doing today?
Great. Great. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Go ahead.
I wonder if you can help me. You were talking about taxes concerning real estate, the new tax code. Can you recommend one book I can go buy that will have a better information about real estate mostly and then the Trump tax code?
Well, I would not recommend a book yet because they haven't been written. What I would do is I would call us at 888-988-JOSH. You're calling from our headquarters in Toms River, and you get a 3-for-1 special, whether you're in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island, Pennsylvania, now Texas, 888-988-JOSH. You get the book, buy Rich Dad, Poor Dad Advisor, Tax-Free Wealth, and you get a consultation with me and a tax professional or one of our financial quarterback team members. That's a 3-for-none special. I mean, you have nothing to lose if you call 888-988-JOSH. You accept, you know, a couple, you know, an hour of our time, an hour of your time, and an hour of the CPA's time. So, you know, I would recommend, see, what I've learned about the tax law is through many guests that we've had on the radio, number one. Number two, various articles. So we could give you some articles. And, you know, there was an author that I was trying to get on, and, you know, she wrote some ebook. We're trying to have her ebook on. We haven't heard from her yet, heard back. So I don't even know if the book's out yet. But basically, it's people cobbling together articles, white papers. So you'd be better off with the free review. Okay, any other questions? Okay. We'll take more of your calls at 800-321-0710. And if you want the 3-for-none special, call us, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH, and you get the 3-for-none special. The 3-for-none special is this. You get a copy of the book, Tax-Free Wealth. It goes into some of these tax strategies. You get a tax consultation with a tax professional, and you want to do these things now, not when tax time's due, because when tax time's due, it's too late. And then you get a financial advisory consultation with us at 888-988-JOSH. You'll call us now. 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front. But did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jalinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jalinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary, no-fee, tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book, Tax-Free Retirement, as a free gift. If you call within the next 3 minutes, call 888-988. 888-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now, let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Also, the voicemails keep coming, 888-988-JOSH. Many of our listeners are calling at 888-988-JOSH to get the 3-for-none special. That's three gifts for the price of the none. Give yourself the gift of financial education with the What to Do with Taxes review. Maybe you're concerned about higher taxes, rising taxes, or maybe you want to take advantage of the new tax plan. You get three gifts for the price of none. You get the Tax-Free Wealth Book by Tom Wheelwright, CPA. Number two, you get a consultation with my team, the Financial Quarterback Team, at 888-988-JOSH. And number three, you get 888-988-JOSH. I mean, 800-321-0710 is if you calls for a, if you just have a listener-inspired hotline question. But 888-988-JOSH gets you the book by Tom Wheelwright, Tax-Free Wealth, gets you a consultation with his team, and a consultation with our team. But you got to meet with our team first, because we'll screen for, you know, the CPA. That way we can, you can have a more fruitful discussion. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH. Now, to finish our discussion, when interest rates go up, things blow up. Now, for the past 10 years, people have needed income. They've got it one of two ways: high-paying dividend stocks and investment-grade or high-yield bonds. Now, dividend stocks are going down. Just look at Philip Morris stock. And corporate bonds are getting whacked on duration. People were pushed out the risk curve from 2010 to 2013 so they could try to harvest some kind of income from risky assets. And now, he writes, the chickens have come home to roost. There may not be another Orange County or Procter & Gamble, but Ma and Pa Kettle may taste the lash yet again. After tasting it in stocks in 2002 and 2009, individual investors have looked like geniuses for the past 8 years because stocks and bonds have gone up together. Increased correlation has made a 60-40 portfolio look like magic beans. Now stocks and bonds are correlated the other way. People are going to be pretty stressed, frustrated when they put all that thought into asset allocation, and asset allocation doesn't help. And there are many asset classes that do work well in a rising interest rate environment, and we can go through that with you at 888-988-JOSH for the what to invest in when interest rates go up discussion. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. What to invest in when interest rates go up? Because when interest rates go up, Jared Dillian writes, stuff blows up. So give us a call now, my friends, 888-988-JOSH. We got a lot to talk about. And then tomorrow we're live again, 888-988-JOSH. You can check us out on the iHeart Radio app. Now, what if you have multiple IRAs and you want to bequest that money to others? Having just one IRA instead of several may simplify paperwork and minimize fees. But when you begin to think about leaving IRA funds to heirs, consider using more than one IRA to do so. Here are some reasons why. Number one, you get to preserve funds for bequests in a Roth IRA. Statistics show that a great majority of IRA funds reside in traditional IRAs. However, IRAs, traditional IRAs, must make an RMD at 70.5. That's called the required minimum distribution. This works contrary to the intent of leaving IRA funds to heirs because RMDs deplete the IRA while the owner is alive. Roth IRAs, to the contrary, have no RMDs for their owners. So if you currently have all of your IRA funds in a traditional IRA, but would like to leave some portion of them to heirs, consider converting that portion of the funds you want to leave to heirs to a Roth status. An individual who inherits an IRA from a spouse has a unique choice. You can either accept the inherited IRA or convert it to an owned IRA. There's a lot of options here for you. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, Sunday at 9. On the Sunday 9 show, folks, give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH, if you want the free review. Remember, it's the 3-for-none special. You get the gift, tax-free wealth book by Tom Wheelwright, CPA. You also get a consultation with the financial quarterback team, and you get the financial review from a tax perspective with Tom Wheelwright's team, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. 888-988-5674.
This has been a paid program sponsored by the Jelinski Advisory Group. Any awards, rankings, or recognition by unaffiliated third parties or publications, including five-star wealth manager, advisory of the year finalist by senior market advisor, and top of the million-dollar roundtable, are in no way indicative of the advisor's future performance or any individual client's investment success. No award, ranking, or recognition should be construed as a current or past endorsement of Josh Jelinski or Wealth Quarterback LLC. Information regarding specific awards, rankings, or recognitions is available on the Wealth Quarterback website at www.jelinski.org. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Investment strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. This broadcast should not be construed by any client or prospective client as a solicitation to effect or attempt to effect transactions in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice. Due to various factors, including changing market conditions, the information discussed in this broadcast may no longer be reflective of current positions or recommendations. While information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, Josh Jelinski and Wealth Quarterback do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. The tax and estate planning information discussed is general in nature, is provided for informational purposes only, and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional regarding their specific legal or tax situation.
WOR and